All right, guys, today is Thursday, February 20th, 2020. This is the Mobile Trader Podcast. I'm your mobile trader, JD. I had some thoughts in my head going on right now, but let's talk about the stock market and the hot item, hot ticket is space, Virgin Galactic, ticker symbol SPCE. We're seeing a lot of rips, dips, and a lot of volatile moves. I'll give you my trades real quick, then I'll hop into what I'm talking about, guys. I went long. I'm already long in the stock from, I guess, probably $8.36. I'm in the car headed to pick up Wifey. And went long, stayed long, and hopped into some calls today. I was trying to capture a little bit of that FOMO, fear of missing out, the momentum that a lot of the retail traders were going to hop in and feel that they missed that big run. They're trying to catch a Tesla-like run. So I wanted to hitch a ride. So I hopped into, the front month, February 21st. Was I looking at it? Probably a 40, it was a $38 call. But anyway, had a good run, hopped out of those and hopped into some, the February 21st, $33 puts, and they moved in my direction. I couldn't get out. I was in Robinhood. You can't set advanced orders with Robinhood, and I was driving, hence the mobile trader. But then I hopped out. Well, actually, I didn't hop out. I missed that 100% gain on it, and I stayed and held. I was underwater, and after hours, the setup was there. It really couldn't break the VWAP on the 5 minute. It did for a little bit, but it was the VWAP's acting as a magnet. If you guys are newbies, just type in VWAP or volume weighted average price. You're looking at average price. The market tries to, you know, you're in price discovery right now with space. So I'm holding. I'll look to hop out tomorrow and see what's going on. I sold my warrants and I'll get back in. I'm expecting a sell-off, guys, and I'll look for another entry. But they have earnings after the bell on the 25th of next week, February 25th. So I don't want to hold an option through earnings, but I'll hold my stock position. But anyway, guys, let's talk about something else. We're going to talk about I want to talk about not Giuliani or Bloomberg, but just the fact of making blanket statements, you know, blacks in America, blacks this, black in America, minorities, but a lot of times it's mostly we have a pretty strong demographic, man. So on the political stage, they bring up black in America or African Americans, jobs, job creation, and I saw the quote from Bloomberg regarding just blacks and Latinos the most are, you know, incarcerated, which is true. He said some other things, but without diving into the history, true rabbit hole of just generations of our starting point, you can't really just make that blanket statement and leave it at that. So I'm not going to go back into whether it's going into to just initial the transatlantic slave trade, you know, Jim Crow laws, and then just the residual effects of mental and physical and financial, spiritual, all that of the effects of just that, the transition from, you know, slavery to freedom to Jim Crow to fear, you know, and then everything isn't everyone else's fault, but there, you know, when you have a start, you can be blanketed or cast under an umbrella in the eyes of others who haven't really walked in your shoes or studied it. So to kind of piggyback on that, guys, the stock market usually, typically hasn't, a lot of my friends have no clue what's going on in the stock market, and they don't care. I mean, now, one thing that I do like is that a lot of my friends who have who are employed and full-time gigs, they participate in their 401ks, was it 503b, the teacher's pension, you know, so it's not like, oh, I have no idea. And some of the family and friends who work for IBM or Apple or Boeing or, you know, any of the type of the large cap companies, major in a major industry, they might receive options, stock options. So they are participating almost through just autopilot. I have a buddy of mine who just jumped on board in a leadership position with Amazon, and he was, part of his package was were options and also just the common stock for Amazon. That's over 2,000 a share. So, but the fact is, you hear this, the phrase generational wealth. Well, one thing that I'll blanket statement this, because I've seen a lot of comments, but real estate investing. I know a lot of friends who've been involved with that, because sometimes you might have a family home and you rehab it and flip it and rent it out or whatever. But I really think the stock market is one of the final frontiers for us from that standpoint as investors, whether it's investing, trading. I prefer that newbie investors or avoid trading right away, because you're going to give your money away. Now, the investing side of it, where whether it's dollar cost averaging, setting aside a certain percentage every pay period to where you go into a, start off with the company you know, or you go into an index fund, you know, S&P, the Dow, NASDAQ, the Russell, just have a game plan. But the first thing is a study, you know, just, not a study, but to study. Where you go to investopedia.com is a good spot. The Motley Fool, IBD, Investors Business Daily, and buy a magazine, buy something, and just, there's a lot of free opportunity out there to learn how to invest. And now that a lot of these online brokers and brokerages have lowered the commissions to zero, you have a lot of people getting involved with the market or being exposed to it, to when the bar has been lowered. It used to be 1500 or 2000 or 1000 or 500 to open an account. Now there's a lot of, no account minimums. So the thing is, you can hop in, and the quickest thing somebody wants to do is day trade. You want to flip stock, and that's the quickest way to pay. You'll lose that money if you haven't trained or studied, and you have to become educated. So what's the phrase? The knowledge of making money is more important or more valuable than money itself. Yeah, and they always, teach a man to fish, and you'll feed him for his lifetime. Well, what if he's vegan? Anyway, that's a joke. Anyway, so the thought, it applies. It applies to investing, but that knowledge is right there in books, different things online. You can even go to YouTube. You find some really good content on there regarding investing. And the next step, a lot of times, gradually, a lot of people see the shiny move of trading. There's reasons to trade. Investing is a slow and steady, which wins the race. But sometimes individuals need to generate capital. And the market is actually, it's a money machine. And if you know how to operate properly, there's ways to extract money, extract value from the stock market or the foreign exchange market, which is the Forex. People think, that's gotten a bad rap because it's been wrapped around individuals who are doing multi-level marketing within the Forex, which you just get your own account, man, and start getting some pips. But the other thought is not paying. Okay, you have individuals who charge for knowledge. But it's not just the knowledge that they're charging for. They're charging for their expertise, the time, and the commitment. Like, I'm not a full-time trader. I'm a full-time investor, and I have a day job that I love. You know, I enjoy it, but I also enjoy the market, and I also enjoy studying the market and teaching it to my family and friends. Well, I'm not charging for my information or my knowledge that I'm passing along, because I'm not quote unquote the professional trader, the full time. It's not my job, so I'm not beholden to a schedule that, where, you know, at 3 o'clock I need to meet with Joanna Taylor, and we're going to sit down and talk about her trader psychology, because she's risk averse, but she has some disposable capital or capital that's available that she'd like to trade with. She's out of debt, blah, 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 you know, just kind of going down the list. And this individual would like to trade. She studied the market. She understands, and she's interested in options. She knows what the basic terms are with calls, puts, strike price, expiration date, front month, and she's would like to understand technical analysis. She wants to learn about candlestick patterns. She wants to know about the Bollinger Bands and things like that. Okay, wham, that individual deserves someone to be fully committed to her training and her development as a trader. And to that requires the person on the other end to formulate a program, set it in place, monitor that, and implement it. And also, while they're doing that, they should be trading the market. If you're getting trained by someone who's a trader, you should be able to, you know, there's some checks and balances involved to where you can check their progress or their success rate. You know, there's no 100% traders, man. That is a BS lie, because you need to learn how to lose money as a trader before you can really make money. And that sounds crazy to a lot of people, but the fact is there'll be times when you have a thesis in place and a trading plan in line, and you set it up and you execute your plan. You plan your work your plan, and you execute it, and it still goes against you to a point to where you have it set to where you exit the trade. The phrase is, what takes us a long time to figure out is, like, you cut your losers quickly and let your winners run. So runners run, cut the trade quickly, but don't. And then they also have the phrase, pigs get fed, hogs get slaughtered. So you need to set your entry, and once you're in, that's when it begins, the management of the trade. So you're looking for a price target, then you also have a level of pain that you're willing to deal with, and that's where you set your stop loss. I'm willing to risk this much in order to, for my reward to be this much. You know, sometimes it's 1 to 1.5, 1 to 3, 1 to 5. You know, the wider that gap is, the more of a chance of a loss, the more of the frequency of losses. But when you hit big. So a lot of times those guys will cut, you know, might lose 3 in a row, but when they capitalize on that 1 to 5 or 1 to 7, if that's their ratio, it wipes out their losses. So they can go, like, as a ball player, as a hitter, 1 for 3 is 333. 300, your average is 333. If you hit that over a career, theoretically and historically, I know they've gone to different things with advanced metrics in baseball, but historically, if you hit 333 for a 10 to 15 year career and you're in the big leagues, you're going to win some awards and you're going to get consideration for Cooperstown. So the idea is consistency, a lot of base hits as a trader, and stick to a plan. But let's go back to this. That a lot of times, you know, on Facebook, social media, I call it black shaming. I said, man, black man should not charge another black man for a service, you know, especially if you're if you have some knowledge in that, blah, 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 you give it to them for free. That's apples and oranges. If it's some knowledge that takes time to relay and requires, you know, expert level analysis and things like that, and it's taken away from your, like, okay, if you share it on your own time frame, yeah, that happens all the time. I see that with a lot of, instructors who have programs. They share that knowledge through videos, and but they also, they're making a living doing this. So yeah, they market themselves. I have no problem. Don't give it to me for free. You can bait me in, tell me like, I want to crack the code. I want to find that person who's doing it every day and succeeding. And I want to get to know that person. And if he doesn't, or he or she doesn't have a program or train, man, I will figure out a way, for you to be my mentor. This is it, in theory. It's what I did. I touch base and stay in touch, follow up, barter, bargain, negotiate, figure it out, man. Because they say, oh man, I'm not paying $1,000 for to learn how to trade and invest. Well, I'm gonna just do it on my own. I'm gonna go to YouTube. It's a guarantee, man. You'll pay that $1,000 to the market. That'll be your market tuition, and you still won't have a plan in place. It's a hard fact to understand, but there's certain times that free knowledge, man, it just, you can put it together, it can be done, but you're gonna have to supplement, you're gonna have to do extra, which is fine, but you gotta go get that library card. There's a online, but there's an app, I think, that you can pull up a lot of e-books and things like that. But you got to do all the studying along with reading the free stuff. And because there's going to be gaps in it, there's going to be times where your personality, you have to, it has to be kind of, it has to be overlapped on top of the program. The program needs to be structured to fit your style as a trader. I know when I, with my mentor several years ago, the first thing he had me do was take like a psychological exam, I think three of them, to see, am I a gambler? Am I open to instruction? Am I risk averse? Or am I good at executing a plan? And when you know yourself as a person, that comes into play, because believe it or not, the market is basically just, it's a reflection of human emotion. And my daughter is studying supply and demand in economics, and I was just like, baby girl, that's exactly what the stock market is. You can see supply on a chart, on a long-term chart, any chart, you can see where the majority of the sellers and buyers have met and come to an agreement, and it's congestion. And then you see the areas where there's no demand at a certain price level, and price has to find the level that's of demand, and when it's searching for demand, it's going down. The price is going down because it's an oversupply. And when there's a level of comfort, buyers are happy, and that's where that emotion is. And you can see it in the market. You can see on those charts. People talk about technical analysis, blah, blah, blah. Well, fundamentals come into play, man, for long term. I need to know management. I'd like to know what your earnings are. Are you profitable? Is there a plan to profitability? Blah, blah, blah. But if we're trading, if I'm looking at intraday trading or swing trading, position trading, let me find the support and resistance levels. Let me find where the buyers are happy to purchase this particular item that's on the market. Let me find the area of pain where they're willing to hop out, and that's where you mark the chart. So I just think I'm go back into it now. We'll go full circle. black shaming or shaming is, I don't know, man. I saw a guy said W.E.B. Du Bois, would he charge for knowledge? But I think he's going, was he a lawyer, man? I'm trying to remember. Let's just say Dr. King with a law degree, PhD, whatever his expertise is he going to take on a mentor? Is he going to mentor everyone who walks up? Dr. King, teach me how to lead. Teach me how, well, you can watch him and see certain things by example. I'm not saying he was sitting there saying, okay, I have a course, guys. We have the MLK leadership course on Instagram. And I'll post every day, and it's a private group. You pay me. I don't think so. But you got to compensate someone for their time when it's outside of just a regular, you know, when you converse with someone, when it's outside of regular social media interaction, when they start tailoring that, is like, hey man, I want to get on. Let me figure out how to teach me how to get this money, man. Okay, well, I mean, it's not like I'm gonna be able to call you every day, but I mean, I'll reach out. I'm trying to get the money too. But the idea is learning the process, how to execute, how to put it in place. So I think that trumps the bottom line right now in the initial stages, your P&L, the profit and loss. But when other black families or individuals on Facebook said, man, you gotta be ashamed of yourself. Now there's times when it's a damn hustle and you're going network marketing, but there's no product. It's just like, I'm network marketing and you have access to your website, and I'll guarantee you 75% return. That's bullshit. You're not doing that, man. But, you know, if it's AppleCare, I like those products. I love Spark. Wow, okay, that's the only way I can get it. I'll go through someone. Yeah, but I'm not gonna shame somebody. Like, brother, you ought to teach me how to, doctor, there's a sister on a Facebook group called Coinda, and Dr. Kelly, she goes to Japan or China. She goes overseas and she takes individuals over there and teaches them how to locate products at a discount and source them and sell them on Amazon. She makes a living doing that, and she's teaching other people how to make a living doing that. So should she give that away for free? I know she teaches it to her son, family, her circle, and I know I've seen her put videos up about how to do that and different things, but that is her bread and butter. That's her breadwinner. That's how she puts food on the table, but she also teaches individuals how to do basically self-sustainability. She teaches them how to succeed and how to make a living doing that, and she charges for it, and you gotta pay her. You can't say, oh man, you gotta, we're trying to eat too. Well, learn how to do it. Don't shame somebody. Now, there's an obligation for me that I feel as a black man to teach my son, young family, any young individuals or anyone that I'm running into that you know, if we have a common ground, my obligation, uplift young black boys and girls, minorities, and then all people, because there's been a gap in that, there's an absentee father was a main, just a serious topic in the black community. So my dad instilled that in me. If he saw a young brother walking down the street, he'd stop, we'd give him a ride. Hey, you know, I have a baseball team. You play ball, young man? Well, you know, I'll pick you up for practice. That's an obligation that has to be done. Or, you know, that group of young men that showed up and shoot on your basketball hoop and was run off by your neighbor, but you tell them to come back, and then you talk to them about things that might help them in the future. That's an obligation. You don't turn anyone away, but you're I truly feel obligated to young black men, black women, to help just uplift. So that there's a difference between that, guys. I know I'm kind of going off on tangents. So anyway, guys, I'm gonna wrap this up. I kind of went in full circle, but when I hear guys like Giuliani say blacks are predisposed to violence, violent crimes, anger, and then blacks this, black man, stop that broad generalization. I don't even know how they would put it, but drop the labels. Just support, do things that are great for our country, and you know, and have a listening ear, a compassionate heart, and a listening ear, and cut it out with shaming people to do other things. And anyway, guys, look, the market's gonna be hot tomorrow. It's Friday, and we'll see what Space is gonna do. And I'm in Allstate as well, and some calls in Allstate, and we'll see how that goes, guys. All right, thanks for listening. Have a good one.